This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I want to apologize first up this morning. A lot of things happened to the radio stations last week. The tower on one of our stations got hit by lightning.
Oh,
our show wasn't even on. Yes, one of the shows that we do was not even on. I didn't know it till people called me and said, all there was static. So we know now. When I talked to the radio station, they apologized. Gave us a lot of free advertising to make it up. Did a lot of things to make up for that. And they said that the tower was struck twice by lightning. So they were not even on Saturday morning, by the way.
It struck twice at the thing?
It was struck twice.
Wow.
And they had men out there working all night, you know, trying to get them back on the air. But they were not on the air when our show aired. And people called me and said, "Pay, all we're getting is static." But I didn't know what they were talking about. And then when I talked to the radio station, they said, yes, that it was struck twice by lightning.
So much for the saying, lightning never strikes twice.
That's right. And then on the other radio station, we lost 20 minutes on the backside, and then we lost it right in the middle of me talking. There was an ad.
Mm.
So you talk about things going wrong. We lost 20 minutes of the show, and then there was an ad right in the middle of the show.
Mm.
So Saturday wasn't a great day for my show.
Saturday was not a good day for you.
No, it was not a good day with all the preparation and getting my trivia ready and doing all this. I doubt if they even heard the trivia.
Mm.
I'm not even sure. But I know that I had people call in and say, "Hey, your show wasn't but 40 minutes long." And they said, "And there was an ad in the middle of the show."
Mm.
And I go, "Heavenly days." I did not know all that.
You could have said much worse than heavenly days. And you probably
did.
That's
right. Yep. I mean, that's just, it was one of those things.
Other than that, how was everything?
Other than that, everything was great.
Good. Good.
Yes.
And you're enjoying the springtime weather because it's Memorial Day weekend. And so.
I know it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's the start of summer, and everybody's out of school. Everybody's got their grades. All my grandchildren made the honor roll.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Did they really?
Yeah. It's a miracle.
Wow. That is fantastic.
They all made the honor roll. And I'm very, very proud of them. I think it was touch and go there for a little bit. You know, you're yelling all the time, get your homework done. Get your homework done. And so you're hoping at the end that they did get it all turned in, that they are going to get a good grade. Well, they all made the honor roll, so I'm very proud of them.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool.
So we've got a full summer outlined. We've got a big summer outlined.
Oh, yeah, you do, because you've got some – is it last week that you said that you've got the zip line in, so that's ready to go?
Zip line's up and running. It works. And now we've ordered – the big water slide, you know, it's 15 foot tall.
Good Lord.
Be just about right. And it weighs almost 400 pounds.
Really?
So they're going to have the water slide, which I think will be the great fun. They'll have the zip line, They've got their all their sports stuff. They've got their soccer field. They've got the basketball goal. Now, this ought to keep these kids busy.
Mm. Hopefully. If they're bored by next weekend, then there's a problem.
We have a serious problem. I don't think so. I think they'll, you know, and they can play baseball. I mean, we're very sports orientated. So we've got a lot of things for sports, active things to keep kids busy.
You know, at the rate you're going, after they all grow up and go off to college and move out and all that, you're still going to have all that equipment and all the fun stuff there. You could probably charge admission and have people just come in and spend the day at, like, Faye's Water Park and Fun Center.
Did you know these people asked me, since this is a commercial water slide, if I was going to be renting it out?
Really?
I go, no, I'm not going to be renting it out. If they thought it was going to be for a business, that we would rent it out to people.
Most people don't buy the commercial version unless they're doing something.
But, you know, we've had several of them tear. And I don't know if it was goat heads or something underneath it that caused it, but we've had to replace a couple of them. So we decided to get a commercial water slide that wouldn't tear easy, you know, because it's all commercial grade material.
Just buy the biggest to make sure that it lasts.
That's right. I mean, we don't want to get something small. You know, we had to send one back last year. I don't know if you remember that. We ordered one and it was too little.
Really?
It wasn't even tall enough. No.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, in the picture it looked it, but we didn't check our measurements carefully enough.
But this one's 14 feet, right?
No, 15 feet.
Oh, 15. See, I shorted you 12 inches. Look at that.
I know. It's 15 feet by 28 feet.
Wow. And I'm guessing it was the biggest one they had.
No. They had one that was longer, but they were sold out. They had one that was 15 feet by 36.
Oh, wow.
But they were already sold out of that one.
So it was the biggest one they had available.
Available, yes.
Oh, wow.
In our price range, right?
Oh, my goodness.
They get expensive when you get commercial.
Clearly. Yeah. Wow.
That price goes right on up, so you have to be careful.
Boy, most people are used to, like, the little blow-up inflatable things that, you know, they're the little cheap plastic, and, you know, you have a good time for a little while. But, boy, you mean business. If you're going to buy the commercial-grade water slide, then you're in this for the long haul.
Well, wow. I am, because I don't want to buy another one. And I also insured it.
Oh.
So if this one tears, then no problem. They'll fix it. They'll replace it even. I mean, you know.
Wow.
So, because the ones that tore, we had to just replace them, and that was an expense. And everybody says, well, it wasn't commercial grade. Like you say, it's for little kids, and it tears kind of easy.
Mm. Well,
and we've had a couple of them. We loved them. They just didn't last.
Well, I don't blame you. I suppose if you have a couple that tear up, you know, that it kind of like puts a halt on the summer fun, and then you've got to stop and you got to replace it, and so it's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. Kids have nothing to do for a little while. So, yeah, I guess it makes sense that you'd get the big one. So I don't
blame you. And the other thing is it takes a while to get them here.
Oh, yeah.
They come from California, so it takes like 2 weeks to get one. And then if they're out, then you have to select another one and go through all that.
Ugh.
So, you know, I think this is going to work better.
What about setup? I assume you got to have somebody come in, right?
If somebody's going to have to come in. It weighs 375 pounds. There's no way we could get it up and blown up and everything else. We have the air blower. We have a couple of air blowers to blow it up. But pulling it over and getting it on the grass. No, we'll have to have somebody come and help do this. It's bigger than we are.
Wow. Well, hopefully you'll be able to get somebody in and you won't have to wait for like 6 years, like with the zipline pools. This will hopefully
That's
be
right.
faster.
Yeah, it was 2 years. It really wasn't six. It was two. And then you're making it worse than it was.
I am. I tend to exaggerate timelines.
That's right. You do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, then it sounds like a big summer. I'm glad everybody did well in school and made honor roll, and now you've got big plans for the summer. So it sounds like things are going really, really well in the Bagby house.
Let's cross our fingers.
Yeah, we probably jinxed it. This is Your Money with
That's
Faye Bagby.
Right.
Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And they're all big with sports, too, not just water slides and zip lines, but you got soccer.
They play basketball. They play soccer. We've signed them up for touch football.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Flag football. And I don't even know if I want them to do that, but we're going to give it a whirl since it's not a contact sport.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't injure your brain
that way.
But
basketball is my favorite for little children. It's exciting. It's funny as heck. And, it's just good time.
Well, yeah, and it's great that they're excited about being outside and doing stuff and being active. You know, so many people for a long time, you hear about, you know, they're inside all summer on their digital devices and they never go out and see sunshine. So it's great that they're active and like to be outside and do things and stuff that you know, we used to do when we were kids. So that's cool.
And, if all else fails, they go down to where the llamas are. The llamas have a lot of sand. Llamas love sand. And so they'll play in the sand. They'll dig a hole to China. We did that the other day. And they have a lot of fun around the llamas. And the llamas don't care. They're very good-natured.
They're good with children. They're docile. They like
They're very
everybody.
Good with children. Yes, they are.
Wow.
And if you go up the fence, they'll give you a kiss. And they want to be around people. They don't want to be by themselves.
Yeah. They're very social creatures.
They're very social.
Neat.
And you can speak and call them, and they're there in an instant. They come to you very easy. Yes.
Well, boy, it sounds like you've got a whole thing set up. You don't have to go, or the kids anyway, don't have to go anywhere all summer. They could just stay right there and not miss a beat.
That's right. And they're so excited about this water slide coming. They're watching the every day now.
Yeah.
To see if UPS or FedEx brings it. So, wow. They're on it. They're watching for that.
Nice.
And well, I've told them it might be here Friday or Saturday. We don't know.
Great. Well, that'll be really cool. That'll be really, really fun. Neat. All right. So how are we on policies and whatnot?
Well, we're working on three or four policies that are looking good. One of them is a prostate case that I'd really like to get. I don't know if we'll win it, but the guy's PSA is at 100.
Really?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
100, and he's not dead. But he has advanced prostate cancer. It's in the bones.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's already metastasized into the bones. So we bid that yesterday, on Friday. And I'm hoping that we'll get it. We've got several other bids out. We've got one bid out that the guy had two policies. Each one was $2 million. And he's not very sophisticated because he's checking to see what tax he would owe. You don't pay taxes on life insurance. You know, there's not a tax on it. So I don't know why he didn't know that. But they said that's what he went to find out. So if he had asked us, we would have told him, you know.
Wow.
You don't pay tax on your life insurance.
Huh. Well, that must be would be an indicator that he's serious about selling his policy, I would think.
Yes, I think so. But he just hadn't quite made up his mind. But we've got like four good bids out that we're hoping we'll get in. We're waiting on the Campbell policy. Should be in any time. And, that's $3
million. Jeez.
And then we had another maturity this week. It was a small policy, but it was on time. And there's only like three people in it. So that's a good thing that came in. But it wasn't very big, but three people are getting paid. We did it in 20, and so it's on time, and it's a good policy. I love it when these policies come in on time.
You know, it seems like the last, and I have no idea, I'm just kind of like, I didn't write it all down, and I'm not keeping a spreadsheet and tracking it, so I don't have percentages. But it seems like lately you've been talking about a lot more policies that are coming in on time than maybe you used to. I mean, I know it's part of the process. Some will be early and late and on time, but it seems like there's many more on time than what there used to be. Is that true, or am I looking at it?
We've still got some of those old ones, but the ones that we've had since 20 are coming in on time. We've had a lot that we did back in 20 that are coming in on time.
Hmm.
Especially the end of 20. Some of those have come in. Those were on time. So really, the ones from 20 forward seems like they're coming in on time.
The new policies that you're bidding on, are we allowed to talk about like dollar amounts, how big they are, or is it too soon?
Two of them are $2 million apiece. A couple of them are $500,000 and less. Hmm. And I think I didn't bid any great big ones. We were offered a really big policy, like a $10 million, and we turned that down. We didn't want to try to do that. It's hard because it takes so many people to do, you know, a big policy. You take one for $10 million, you know, it's just really big.
Yeah.
So it takes 60 people.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah, that would be tough to fill, I would suppose.
Yes. So that would be too hard right now. But I could do a 5 or a $2 million.
Wow.
We have plenty of people to do that. So we're just waiting to see how it's going to shake out. They're all good policies. Not a one is, you know, iffy. We wouldn't have done it if it was, but we got some real good ones. Hopefully this next week we'll know which ones we got. The bidding will be over. We'll be starting on others, and I've got about 4 in the pipeline that I haven't even looked at yet that people are wanting to sell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that I've got 4 in right now that they've sent me for the weekend that I'm going through. We'll be bidding on Monday, and I don't know how those bids will come out yet.
Hmm. Wow. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
There is a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people need to sell their policies. They're in treatment. They're doing treatment. And a couple of them, you know, they discovered this in 20, and now it's getting really serious.
Hmm. It seems like there's sometimes maybe like I don't want to say a lull, but maybe things kind of go in groups, or I don't know how to phrase it.
In cycles. It seems cycles. Like it's cycling.
Yes.
Yes, it's in cycles. We'll get a lot in, then we'll go 2 or 3 weeks, and they'll be giving us just junk, things they know we're not going to buy.
Yeah.
You know, 100 months, 70 months, you know, stuff like that. Or it'll be somebody too old. And, you know, we tell them, do not bring us those old people. We've got enough of them. You know, we do not want to do that again. And but there's people that buy that stuff. But I don't know how long they'll wait.
Yeah.
You know, we still have that old original Denton policy. And the man is 91 years old.
Oh, Lord.
And he's supposed to be dead at any time. And we're waiting on that to see if that happens. But, yes, everybody said they thought that he would be dead this year, so we just don't know which month.
Boy, oh boy.
We're thinking that we'll be hearing from him anytime saying that he's passed on.
Yeah, and that's that's one of those old policies that you'd gotten a long time ago that once those roll off, they're gone. They're not
that's
coming.
That's right. If we can just get rid of him, I think he's the last one.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Remember, we had 5 of those.
I know it. It was 5.
I mean, they sold us a bill of goods on those. You know, telling us those old people were dying. My gosh, they weren't dying.
No.
They're going to outlive us all. And I'm always telling people that.
Yeah.
Don't buy policies on people 80 and 90 years old.
Boy.
Because they're old, but bless their heart, they're still going strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that was a hard lesson.
And it's a hard lesson to swallow.
Yeah.
But we've learned it, and we've learned it good. And we don't do that anymore. We do not do old people. We love them, but we're not going to buy their policies.
Yeah.
I'm going to let somebody else do that and get caught up in that whirlwind.
Yeah. And there's plenty of other people that will. It's just not that it's just not your, there's no,
no,
the profit is not there. So.
No. And you don't want to wait 10 years.
No.
And you know, Europeans do. Now they'll buy policies from over here and they want 10 to 14 year policies.
Really?
They do not want short term. No, they won't buy short term in Europe.
Why?
They're strange people. I don't know. I've never talked to them about it, but the brokers that I know tell me that they sell them policies all the time, and they're 10 to 15 years.
Huh. I'm trying to think if maybe they're missing something, and I'm just not buying that. It just seems like, you know, the...
Well, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's that way. I just know it is. But, you know, the probability of a life settlement is still... Steady. The profit's there. It's a good thing to do. You know, you have to have several policies for you to make it. But, you know, you still got that 1% a month. If it's 24 months, you're going to make 24%. If it's 18 months, you're going to make 18. And sometimes it's more than that. You know, we've done a lot of policies that were, you know, 20 months, and it paid 26 or 27. So lots of times it pays more than the normal amount. We've got a lot of them out that do. So, but the average is, if it's 24 months, it's an average of 24. But lots of times it's a lot more than that. And depends what we can buy it for and what the premium costs. There's a lot of factors that factor into what it's going to cost you. You know, we try to buy all term life unless the universal life is cheap. Now, if it's cheap, and they've already converted it, it's a good thing. But we don't want to get caught up in a high premium policy like we used to get caught. So now, you know, we have a definite range, and so we're trying to buy them cheap, and we have. And I think the highest premium we're doing is about 2%.
Oh, wow.
And, 2% won't kill you. But it's better when it's a 0.5% or 1%.
Yeah.
We love it when it's 0.5% or 0.25%. You can't even tell. I mean, the premiums are so low, you'll never notice.
Yeah. Or sometimes
so that's a good thing.
You'll get lucky and you'll have ones that don't have any premiums. That's fun when
that's
those come along.
Right. Now, remember, if it's a group policy, there's no premium to it, especially if it's a government policy. You know, we bought several from federal employees, and there's no premium on that whatsoever. And we bought one the other day that was paid up.
Oh, really?
Paid-up policy. Yeah, and that's a good thing. If you can get a paid-up policy, you can sit here forever. It doesn't matter what happens.
Wow.
So a group policy is a good thing because it's paid. And then the ones that have paid-up premium, that's good. And then every once in a while, they have a rider on their life policy. And it's a rider that if they get real sick, they don't have to pay premiums. So if they're really sick, they'll lock into that. And it takes care of the premiums the rest of the time until they're dead. That's a good thing.
Boy, I guess I didn't realize until you just laid it out like that there was so many instances where there may be no premiums.
There's a lot of instances where there may not be.
Wow.
And we look at it going in to find out, you know, if they've got the waiver on premium. It depends how sick they are. And we bought several that had the waiver. And then we bought several over time that are group policies, and they had no premium. So that helps a lot if you can get one like that.
Yeah, no doubt.
It doesn't happen every day, but every once in a while, they'll say, oh, no, there's no premium on this policy. Or there's 2 years of premium and none after that.
And I would bet probably, I'm guessing, maybe the two things that are so attractive to people with a life settlement is, one, the fact that not only do you have low premiums because you're going for the low ones intentionally, but then you'll get the ones that have no premium. So you get that factor. And also the fact that the policies you're buying are the ones that have faster turnarounds. And so people aren't waiting like the Europeans, you know, like 10, 15, 20 years. You know, you're looking at 18, 24, 30 months ish. So I would imagine that's a big draw too.
I think it is too, because, you know, we try not to do long-term policies. You know, 32, 35 months is about what I'm willing to do. I don't want a 40 month or above. We're not going to buy that. And when they send us all this junk stuff, we remind them, you know, we don't buy those. We're not going to buy a 7 year or 10 year. We're not going to buy one, the premium 6 or 7%. You couldn't make a profit, and the client couldn't make a dime. So there's no use looking at any that have those high premiums. So that's what we're trying to avoid. And of course, we've had more maturities this fall than we've ever had, the most I've ever seen.
Yeah. You closed
out. We paid off a lot of people.
Golly. I remember a fourth quarter of last year was just huge. You're like, man, we got all these last minute maturities. And it's just like, it was almost record breaking, I would say, or at least close to it.
It was record breaking. And then we've still got a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines because they've got some that went over. And I think that one of two things. They should try one of the newer LEs that's very short-term and see if it works. And, you know, do a, maybe $50,000, just see. Or take $100,000. If you're sitting there with $400,000 or $500,000, take $100,000 and do an annuity and get that extra interest right now. There's not anything wrong with getting real good interest.
Yeah. Do
and
something.
Annuities will bring you great interest.
Wow. Because, yeah, if it's just sitting there, it's not doing anything. You might as well have it in a bag under your mattress. It needs to grow.
That's right. So we can make you some interest while you're just sitting there thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. I mean, let's make you some extra interest instead of just sitting there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. And the interest locks in. If you do an annuity, it's going to lock it in every year. So it's increasing all the time it's sitting there.
Yeah.
So it's not getting just like 1% or 2%.
Is that, speaking of annuities, is that, I assume that extra bonus thing, is, I assume that's probably expired? Is that deal's not going on anymore?
No, they've renewed it.
Really?
For another 30 days.
Oh, wow.
They renewed it for another 30. So we've got at least 30 days, looks like, unless they cancel it mid-month. But it looked like they're going to give us another 30 days on that.
Well, then that's a great
good program.
Yeah.
It gives you a 9% bonus every year that you put extra money in. So if it's somebody that's going to put $10,000 a year or $25,000 a year, this gives you 9% on it every year. If not, if you just come in and you put $100,000 or $300,000 or whatever, the first time around, you're going to get 9%.
Hmm. That's cool.
So, plus what it makes. The 9% is just an extra bonus.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's not your profit. That's extra beyond your profit, along
that's
with your
profit.
That's beyond
your profit. It has nothing to do with your profit.
So, just to kind of put it all back into perspective, anybody that's kind of sitting around not really wanting to get it back into life settlements for whatever reason, if they did an annuity, how long, I mean, there's not a waiting period. They don't have to wait for annuities to become available. You can go in pretty much right away, right? I mean, that's how it works?
Yes, that's right. Annuities are available. We have to see how much income you have versus how much debt you have. Other than that, it's pretty easy, pretty standard. And we can put you in one that's 5 years, 7 years, or 10 years. And I like the 10 years because if you're not going to be taking any money out of it for like 10 years, you've got 10 years to really grow your money. If you're going to need it in 5 years, it won't make as much. It'll make more with 7 years or 10 years. But you've got options. That's what I love about annuities. Did you know on our annuities there's 14 choices?
Really?
14 choices to invest in. How many things can you do that you say, well, my gosh, I've got 14 choices to invest? You know, it's a lot. And these companies are huge. They've been in business over 100 years. We're talking about companies that are worth $60 billion.
You know? Wow.
And they have up reserves on top of reserves. And you've got to, when you're writing annuities or life policies, you have to have up a lot of reserves. And, you know, Prudential got caught the other day. They did a really dumb thing. They turned down about, $7 million, which wouldn't be a lot for them, in claims because they said the paperwork wasn't all there.
Oh.
And you know what the State Board of Insurance told them? You better start paying, folks. Oh. It doesn't matter whether the paperwork was done right or not. You took their money. If you take their money, you're paying the claim.
Wow.
So now they're writing checks.
So there will be no monkey business.
There'll be no monkey business in this business, I'm telling you, because they scrutinize this thing with a fine-tooth comb, and they're audited by state and national every year. So if somebody pulls a dumb stunt like that and says, oh, well, we don't think we'll pay, all they have to do is go to the State Board of Insurance and say, you know, I haven't got paid yet. There's some kind of a problem. They'll be on them like Flint.
Wow. That's good to know.
They'll be camping at their door, and they will pay.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing. You tell the State Board, I didn't get all this, so we just decided not to pay. They said, you took their money. You're going to pay the claim.
Oh.
And plus, I mean, there were some fines. I didn't ask them about that. But I thought how funny it was. They thought, we don't have to pay that.
Yeah.
You know?
Tried to get tricky. It's good to know, though, that somebody tested the system and it actually held. So that's good to know.
It held. It works. Wow. That's right. When you turn a claim into a life insurance company, if it's a valid claim, they're going to pay it.
Mm.
They may squeal, but they're going to pay it.
Yeah.
And some of the biggest companies are the best, because I remember last year when we had that huge claim, they paid it, I think, within 2 to 3 weeks and just said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there was never a question. And, you know, some of them tried to delay it a week or two, you know, we're looking into it and all this. And then we call them and said, okay, you're on notice. We need to get this claim. You tell us when we can expect the check.
Yeah.
And they're delaying it. And then suddenly the check just arrives. They don't say a word. That check just gets here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were just playing games.
Mm.
Some clerk, you know, in their companies, put that on the back burner. We don't have to pay that right now. But when you call it to their attention, then they are on notice and they've got to get it paid, and they will.
Wow.
And you know, another thing that I had not thought about, if you have an annuity, you can also use it as collateral.
Really?
Somebody reminded me that of this week. You can use an annuity as collateral. It's as good as gold.
Well, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah,
that's.
I forgot. You know, most people don't use it as collateral for a loan, but you can.
Huh. Well, that's good
if
to know,
too. If you have an annuity, let's say you've got a little business, but you've had this annuity for years, and it's just sitting there, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get some money. You can either cash the annuity in or go to the bank, and you can borrow against it.
Wow. Well, I don't think we've ever mentioned that before.
Well, I hadn't thought about it. And somebody mentioned that to me this week. So, it's just like a dollar bill, you know. It's liquid. You can go and get a bank loan on it.
I suppose it doesn't come up very often, but still, it's good to know.
It's a good thing to know.
Neat.
So, yeah, I thought about that. Oh. There's so many things that are good about what we do. You know, the life settlement's got a lot of good features. It's not like the stock market. It doesn't go down. If we have a depression, it's not going to matter to a life settlement. They're going to go right on. If we get in a conflict somewhere in the world, it does not affect it because it's a life insurance policy. You know, a life insurance policy is as solid as it gets. So when you invest in a life insurance policy, you know your principal's safe. You know you'll get paid.
Yeah.
And I can't say that about a lot of investments.
Mm.
And let's say you're out here in real estate. Sometimes you can't sell that real estate. Sometimes it gets tough and people don't want to buy what you have. Let's say it's a commercial building.
Mm.
You have to find the right person to buy it to get liquid again.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're in an annuity or if you're in a life settlement, you know you'll get paid. The value is there. You have to wait for that person to die. But if it's an annuity, You know, you can take money out of it every year, and it's growing every year. And it's got so many choices to invest. As I said, it's got 14 choices that you can invest in.
And plus, with something like real estate, you know, sometimes you've got a buyer's market, sometimes you've got a seller's market. With either annuities or life settlements, you don't have it. Doesn't matter what's going on with anything else. It's always an investor's market. Is that a good way to say it, or is that just like nuts?
It is, and I've seen people with raw land have to sit there a long time to sell it.
I know.
You know, if it's in the right place, yes, it'll sell. If it's commercial, lots of times it'll sell quicker. But I've seen people with lots. I've seen people with land that times got hard and they couldn't move it. Now, all these builders right now are selling lots of their lots. Some they're discounting them, not in Texas, but in these other states. I've been watching the market, and a lot of them say, you know, with their interest rates this high, you know, this is not a good time to be doing a development. We want to just sell out. We're going to discount our lots and sell them. So they're taking losses right now.
Yeah.
But these are in other states that are not doing as well as Texas. You know, Texas economy is always good. People are not really suffering in the commercial field, or the builders don't seem to be, as long as you're in that field. But there's other things that people, you know, need the money out of and can't get it.
Hmm. Yeah,
there's so like, it makes a difference what you're invested in.
It really does. You know, it would be terrible. Cause we've seen it a million times where, or at least you know somebody who has bought, you know, land sometimes or buildings or some type of real estate, you know, at one price point, and then the bottom falls out. Now they're just stuck with it and they can't move it, and I got to take it for a loss. And that's not going to happen with a life settlement. So if you buy a policy at, you know, X amount of dollars, and all of a sudden something happens in the market and the market crashes, real estate bottoms out, whatever, that life insurance policy still holds its value for exactly what you bought it for. It holds its worth, and it doesn't matter about anything else.
Yeah, and the same thing for annuities. You know, you're not going to discount an annuity. There's no reason to. You know, it's worth, the value is there. It'll always pay you every year. You've got your interest. The market is completely different. The stock market, look at all these companies that went out of business this year. Wow. All these mutual funds that declared bankruptcy. So sometimes you're in something that looks good up front, but then if the market goes bad, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Real estate is not liquid.
No.
And, of course, a life settlement's not liquid until it's cashed in. But once it's cashed in, it becomes a liquid. And as you can do whatever you need to do with your money. And this goes on every time. Every time we put money in someone's account, it's getting bigger and bigger. Some people have got $400,000 or $500,000 liquid in their accounts right now. Some people have got $250,000. But a lot of people have a lot of money in their accounts that's liquid. And we know other investments are not as liquid as this is, you know, every time that it cashes in.
Yeah.
But life insurance policies are safe. I would rather have my money in a life insurance policy, I think, than anything else. When I got out of the stock market just before the crash in 08, I never looked back.
Yeah. You had several
people. I met a lot of people that had crashed.
Yeah.
Met a lot of people that regretted. And then I talked to a gentleman this week, and he said he had a broker in Dallas. He's not from Dallas. And he told him, he said, I don't want to ever get in my principal. Now, how much can I take out a year? And he said, oh, you can take $120,000. He said, I just kept taking it and using it and spending it. And
why
he
not?
Said, then he looked at the statement. Where's all my money gone?
Oh,
he said, you spent it. He said, but you told me. He said, oh, but you asked for it, so I gave it to you.
Oh.
I mean, that's not a good thing.
No.
You're supposed to keep the money in the principal. He couldn't take that much. He probably should have been taking $60,000 a year, but he thought he was so rich he could take $120,000 or $150,000 a year.
Wow.
And the guy did not stop him, didn't say, wait a minute, you're fixing to get into your principal.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting him take it all out and spend it. And now he's wondering what he's going to do.
Yeah, and now it just dwindled down to nothing. Wow.
Yep.
That's kind of shocking.
I don't know of anybody that can take $120,000 out of their portfolio, you know, and manage it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's interest, yes. I've got a lot of people right now that their interest with us is $100,000 to $150,000 to $160,000 a year. But that's not their principal. That's interest. They can spend that because it's interest. If it was their principal, they couldn't do it. You'd have to spend just the interest off of that. But that's why I like life settlements. They're consistent year after year. We're doing a better job now than we were 3 years ago. Our new system, when it gets online, is going to really help. It'll tell us how many we have of prostate cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer. It'll tell us all this in a moment's notice.
Cool. That'll be really great. When does this new system kick off, by the way? You're getting
I'm
closer.
I'm hoping in June, I think it'll be online.
Oh, great. Neat.
It's taken a long time.
Yeah.
Oracle didn't tell us how long this is going to take and how much schooling for all this. So I think we're very, very close.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but it'll be worth it for sure. Wow.
It's going to be worth it. It's going to make us like the big companies, as I say.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow.
Yeah, we'll be able to do a lot of things we can't do now without doing it by hand.
That'll be really slick. You won't even know what to do with yourself at that point.
And the other thing is contracts. You know, it takes us a long time to get all these contracts out. And this week, everybody has been doing contracts. We're trying to get them all out. And that's another thing. Once we get this on the system, we won't have to hand fill all these contracts out. It'll just populate and do it automatically, hopefully.
Ooh, that'll be a big time saver.
That'll save a lot of time. We've got 100 contracts to get out.
Good Lord. Wow.
Yes. And so people are wondering where their contracts are. We're struggling to get those out right now.
Yeah, it just takes time. But boy, when the new system
and
comes
on. And we're behind on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully we're going to catch up then and never be behind again. But we're doing contracts as fast as we can. We're even doing DocuSign.
Really?
How about that?
Wow.
We're doing DocuSign to get this done faster.
Well, look at that.
Because usually we send everything to Claudia. She calls everybody. They come into the office and sign. Now we're offering DocuSign this week to make it faster. But some people still want to come to the office. We had a gentleman, we said, we'll do DocuSign. No. He says, I want to drive over there. And a lot of our clients want to come in the office, sign it in person.
That's nice.
And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's
and
cool.
We like for them to come visit anyway. So that's a good thing. But the ones that'll do DocuSign, it's going to be a lot faster right now.
Yeah.
We can get that to you a lot quicker.
That's awful convenient, I tell you.
It is convenient. We love convenience.
No doubt. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It is Memorial Day.
Oh, of course. I should
Memorial
have guessed.
Memorial Day, that's right. It's Monday, the 29th. As you know, it's the last Monday of May. It didn't start out that way. It started out of May 30th. But all that was changed. And originally, as you know, it was Decoration Day. And it was following the Civil War, it was Decoration Day to go and put flowers. We didn't have flags back then, apparently. So everybody went, they put flowers on the graves. The Civil War, we had more people die in the Civil War than any war we've had, by the way.
Jeez.
And it became an official federal holiday in 1971. And to start with, we celebrate just the Civil War. But after the 1860s is when they begin holding tributes, decorating the graves, and reciting prayers. But when the war ended, you know, it made a big difference in America, and people wanted to remember all the war heroes that had passed away. And they decided that Waterloo, New York, was where it started. May the 5th, 1866.
Really?
Yeah, Waterloo, New York. I would never believe that.
No, me either. Of all the places.
That's where it started. Hmm. And, of course, in the South, they still celebrate on a different day. And they just called it Decoration Day because there wasn't any other battles or anniversaries on that date. And when, on the first one, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. There was 5,000 people there. They decorated the graves of 20,000 Civil War heroes that were buried there.
Wow, 20,000.
Yes, 20,000 at Arlington National Cemetery. And as you know, they put an unknown soldier, they put a wreath every year on Memorial Day on his grave.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, and then after World War One, they decided that all wars would be celebrated, not just the Civil War. And so that's how we come to have, as said, that we're going to include World War II. Then later we include Vietnam, the Korean War, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Well, in the 1860s, when it started, there was only, what, one war? Or maybe two?
One war. The Civil War.
We didn't have many to choose
from. Civil
War.
That's right. And everybody wore poppies. And they still, a lot of people do wear the poppies for Memorial Day. It was on May 30th until they changed it. But in 1968, Congress passed the new Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day at the last Monday of May, in order, as you know, for all the federal employees to have a three-day holiday. So that went in effect in 1971. Everybody should fly their American flag at half staff until noon. Then it goes back to full staff. And I don't know how many people remember that your flag should be at half staff until noon on Monday.
Boy, I forget that part. We try to be, you know, we try to do the right thing and be, you know, patriotic and put our flags out there. But I think probably most of us forget that it should be at half staff until noon. It's good that you brought that up.
Yes, it should. That's right. And there has been so many people that we have lost. It's just a one weekend celebration. Everybody should go to the graves. Our national cemetery started back in, back after the Civil War, and I didn't even realize that. But they had the first one then, and they started off our national cemetery for our war heroes. And everybody should go out to a cemetery and put flowers and flags up. We should have all of our flags, you know, at the cemetery on the different graves. In honor of all the people that have passed away, defending our country and dying for our country, it's the least we can do once a year, you know, to really tell the families and the people that have died that that we do honor them in a special way on Memorial Day.
Yeah, people forget that the families go through a lot as well, not just the people that are serving, but the families, the support, the dynamic and the whole thing that they go through is very, very trying.
It is. It's very trying. And to think that they sent these young men to war, expected them to come home, and they gave their life for their country, and none of them would ever regret it, I don't believe. I believe all of them love their country so much that they went. And I know Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, these were wars that people didn't really believe in, but our young men did. And like in World War II, there was young men that weren't even the age to go. And they lied. They changed their birth certificates. They did everything to go and fight for our country. You know, there was kids 16 years old that went.
Yeah.
That, you know, weren't even 18 years of age. But everybody was anxious to go to war to keep war from ever coming to America. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's why we've been in so many wars, is to protect America and to keep us from having a war here. They go to foreign lands. and give their lives for their country. And it's not just men. You know, we have the WAVES, the Women's Air Corps. We have all these other things, and people don't usually mention the women that were killed, you know, in addition to the men. And we had an awful lot, you know, give their lives for the country. And this is the least we can do is one day a year, you know, remember them with parades, with flags, with flowers. And see, when it started out, it was all flowers. Yeah. They would go and put flowers on all the graves of the people killed in the Civil War. It wasn't ever called Flower Day, but, you know, it was Decoration Day, which meant the same thing.
Yeah.
It was to decorate the graves.
And one day doesn't hardly seem like enough, but, you know, it's almost
one
like...
One day is not enough.
Yeah.
We should remember them all year long, every year. And the families, some of them, it was their only son, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah. Or some, though I've heard many, many stories, I'm sure probably we all have, where like a family, there'll be like a military family, and both sons will go, and neither will come back, so.
That's right. And I've talked to several mothers that had two or three boys, and she would beg them not to all go. But once one signed up, they all were determined to go. And sometimes they did not come back.
Yeah.
And so that left a void in their life the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And so we need to remember them on this special weekend, and not just this weekend. You know, we should remember them all year, the sacrifices the families made, their losses. And these are losses they never got over. And I love to hear the generals, their speeches, the different people at the different services, the gun salutes, the cannons. You know, this, our military is the strongest and the best in the world only because of the men who served.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's like it's one day, but sometimes we forget that it is one day. You know, we go out and we, you know, party and celebrate. And this is, it's like July 4th, total party, you know, all throughout the whole weekend. But Memorial Day, this is the one where we stop, and we really should take at least a couple of minutes to you know, I don't know, say a prayer, have a thought,
yes.
You know, like you say, put flowers on a grave, visit a cemetery, something, call somebody if you've got, you know, family members that are still in the military or have served that are still with us, you know, even just call in and say thank you to them. I know it's about honoring those that didn't, you know, come back, but still, anything to pay some respect, it should be done sometime throughout this weekend.
I think so, and everybody should honor our military, like you said. Even though it is Memorial Day for the ones that didn't make it, we should honor our military every day because they're the ones that defend us. They're the ones that put their life on the line for us because we can't go, and they go in our place. And everybody should really be proud of our military and what they can do and what our military stands for. And anybody that doesn't... believe in our military and our country shouldn't be here anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes we get caught up in you know, the celebrations, the parties, the food things, the sales, the furniture sales, the towel sales, you know, all the things that go on.
Oh, my gosh.
We forget about it. Yeah, you know the sales. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. But like you say, it's not – it's just taking time out one day a year. You know, to do this is not asking too much.
Yeah, it really isn't.
So we should, you know, honor our military dead and alive.
Yeah, no doubt. So happy Memorial Day. Go out and celebrate, but do take a few moments to realize really why we have this three-day holiday weekend. So,
and be sure your flag is at half-mast.
Yeah, before noon. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Should we run down the risks real quick with both a life settlement and an annuity? You want to start with life settlements?
Start with life settlements. You must be accredited to do this. So you must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your home. That's the rules. That is a federal rule. It's not my rules because everybody always asks. So the minimum investment is $100,000. The risk are this. It could go over. You need to know that up front. We always tell you it's in the contract, and we'll say, if this goes over, you will have to pay premiums. When we send out the invitation, we put all this information. We tell you what the quarterly payments would be. We tell you what your profit's going to be. We tell you what the risks are, and the risk is the premium. So we tell you all that up front. If you have questions, you can call us when you're fixing to do it. People call me all the time and say, Faye, tell me about this. Tell me about that, which I do. But we tell you everything up front, what the risks are. The second risk is, remember, it is not liquid till it matures. When it matures, it becomes liquid. So you need to know that also. So that's the only two risks, you know, really there are. So you must be accredited, and if it goes over, you have to pay premium.
And for an annuity, is it okay to say that there are no risks?
They say everything in life has a risk.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the risk would be, because if it makes a profit, they lock it in every year at the end of 12 months or 2 years, whichever way you've invested. So your principal's always safe. It's not going to go down, so that's not a risk. When you make an interest, it's locked in, so I don't feel like it has a lot of risk, okay?
All right. And for Monday being Memorial Day, I assume you're closed Monday, yes?
We will be closed. We will be at a memorial service this weekend. I want to go and hear some of the military talk, meet some of the military families, put some new flags out, some flowers out, and do my part.
Cool. But then it's back to business on Tuesday, right?
On Tuesday, we'll be back in the office hitting on all fours.
All righty. A lot of stuff going on right now. So anybody who's interested, you can call. And I assume you've got availability this coming week after Tuesday.
That's
Tuesday
right.
Now.
We will be visiting with people. We'll be putting people's money in to work. And we'll be closing on policies. We'll be sending out invitations for some of these policies. People need to get in them and make some money.
Perfect. All right, Faye, one last time for people to call, make an appointment, come get started, ask some questions. What is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.